Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, today we're going to take a look at the gambling trends in South Africa. This is a report that has been put together by InfoQuest, a South African online research company that recently conducted a survey among at least 300 gamblers. So a small sample pool, but still significant to give us some insight into the trends that we're seeing and when it comes to gambling in South Africa. As always, we welcome your voice notes, so please do share them. 063-688-0959. Do you gamble? How often? Why do you gamble? Have you won from any of your gambling activity? I'll tell you what, I play the lotto from time to time, but I haven't won anything more than 300 rand. If only there were six other zeros behind it. Ooh, wouldn't I be happy? But someone who will tell us more about this is Claire Heckrath, who is the Managing Director of InfoQuest, to tell us more about the research into the gambling trends in South Africa. Claire, great to have you and welcome to the show.
Hello, Gugu. How are you?
Excited to be speaking to you because I think you'll give us a lot of clarity about our behavior as South Africans. So welcome.
You should have done our survey for us. It seems like you would have added some insights.
I certainly hope so, because then that's the beauty of the job that I have and the community that we serve here at Kaya 959, is that we all make it easier to understand the intricacies of how business is interlinked, how our spending habits and struggles to earn an income perhaps, shape our behavior when it comes to gambling. And if your report is anything to go by, it seems as though South Africans are looking at gambling as an option to actually try their luck.
Yes, unfortunately so. I think the thing is that there are always more losers than winners, and people don't really make a lot of money, but they try to, in order to at least try to make ends meet or make things a little bit easier in these very difficult economic times. So there are a lot more people that seem to be trying their luck with gambling. And it's been quite interesting because we've seen a trend, and we did a survey a few years ago and the percentages have definitely increased. So I think that that's what made it interesting for us to conduct this research and delve a little bit deeper. And the thing is, it's also become so easy for people to access gambling platforms on any device. It's online, you're anonymous. So it's a lot easier to take part in those activities without necessarily being seen. And, there's no judgments because nobody knows what you're doing on your phone or on your tablet or your laptop.
Yeah.
So I think that there are concerns about people losing money because it can become addictive. And we're also looking into that to see how it affects young people specifically, which is why the age group we targeted was 18 to 34. So it's quite an interesting insight. And we also know that younger people are braver and they take more risks. So they're likely to spend more money that they don't have.
That's true. So let's talk about this age group, 18 to 34, young South Africans who are looking to try their luck when it comes to gambling. I'm intrigued to see that 3 in 4 people in this age group actually play the lottery.
I know. It's the highest online platform, or not online, but it is the participation in that gambling activity, which is the highest. Which is quite surprising, but I think it's easy to access, and you don't have to spend a lot of money, and you don't get dragged into it as much as you would with online gambling or betting or sports betting. So I think that those are the people that just think that, like you said at the beginning, you'll try a once-off, you'll play the lottery on occasion, and it's because you've got money to spend to do it.
That's true. And I think this is also something we might have grown up with. I know I used to see my dad playing the lotto from time to time, or you'd watch the lotto draw. And perhaps there was this aesthetic, an enigma about it that made it look like a fantastic opportunity to quite literally try your luck and see your life change. But that doesn't mean that that's the only type of gambling that we participate in for the age group under the age of 34. Online game betting and sports betting appears to have grown in terms of prominence.
It's quite amazing. I mean, horse betting is the lowest percentage, but sports betting has grown tremendously, which was quite an eye opener for us as well when we did the research. And online slot machines also not far below that. So it's quite interesting to see the top four really, and who places those bets. What are they thinking? How often are they doing this? It's actually quite a lot, because when you look at it, the sports betting is the most frequent type, with 12 times per month. Mm. So you can imagine how much is being spent on that if you're doing that 12 times a month.
And maybe give us some insight. How much are we actually spending on gambling, despite that, regardless of the type of gambling activity it is?
That is actually one question that we didn't ask, and I'm really sorry we didn't, because it's quite an interesting, I think, an interesting question, and we would like to know, because obviously it doesn't always depend on what you earn, because people that don't have money are still getting into debt and spending money on gambling. So I think that's going to be the next part of our research, is how much you spend.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that, because it certainly seems as though there's been a significant amount of growth. Of these South Africans who are gambling largely online, as you've mentioned, horse betting featuring a lot lower on the list, it seems as though young South Africans aren't necessarily gambling or betting in casinos, slots or tables.
No.
I see that number's a lot lower.
No, and I think that's also one of the things that we're quite interested in, is how these online platforms are actually ensuring that people are over 18, because that is it's part of what they're supposed to do. You're not allowed to gamble if you're under 18. But how do they know? If they've got to provide an ID number, who says that they're not providing a parent's ID number? Mm. So I'm quite interested also to know what kind of processes they've got in place to ensure that there isn't a problem with young people getting drawn into the prospects of quick financial gains and the excitement of the risk.
Mm. And I can imagine themes like Bitcoin or cryptocurrency have also attracted a lot of South Africans who might want to take a quick bet as a factor or opportunity for them to invest
yes.
in. But what I'm keen to also take a look at, sorry, I jumped in there, Claire, but perhaps you can build up
no
a
problem.
Response to also giving us feedback on whether or not they're winning or they're losing. It's one thing to place your bets, but you certainly hope you come back with more than you spend.
Yeah, we've got stats on that, and that's interesting to note, because a lot more claim to win than lose. But when we looked at the actual percentages, we noticed that they think they're winning, but they're not. They're actually getting their money back, possibly, but they're not necessarily making money.
Ooh.
So, you know, and the problem is that winning also, when you're playing a game and you getting some money out, it creates a powerful psychological effect that urges individuals to gamble more.
Mm.
So the percentages that say they win more than they lose is 31% of that sample, and 47% said they break even, and 22% said they lose more than win. So we know that the house always wins. So I think those are people believe they're winning, but I don't think they necessarily are.
Yeah. And I guess to close off with here, because this really does help us understand our behaviors. Younger people are gambling. They're gambling more online or using digital tools, and maybe not in public vicinities. And there are concerns about full disclosure and honesty and transparency about their age. But for those who are listening and perhaps are gambling, are there ways and reminders that we can share for individuals to do this more responsibly? And I think this is important for us to touch on, Claire, because we're well aware that South Africans do find themselves in a tough economic position.
We got a lot of feedback from people when we put the article out there, and that was what was very concerning to us, is that we found that just discussing one-on-one with some of the respondents, there is a risk. And we find that young people are often drawn by the prospect of quick financial gains and the excitement of risk. And the engaging in gambling activities can sometimes happen with devastating consequences. So the Gambling Board has links on their website where you can go for help or even discuss that you might think you need help, because the youth are actually very vulnerable. Mm.
Definitely. Claire, really appreciate your time and amazing insight that you've shared with us. We're looking forward to hearing the details on the numbers next time on this report. How much are people gambling? But we'll also ask our listeners here and share that feedback with you and your team. Thank you so much for your time, as always, Claire.
Okay, bye. Thank
you. That's the managing director of InfoQuest, which is a online research company, taking a look at the gambling trends in South Africa. My guest was Claire Heckrath, who helped us understand the findings from the report that of South Africans aged between 18 and 34, at least 3 in 4 of us are gambling. And where are we gambling? We're playing lotto. We're doing it on our phones and digital platforms, especially when it comes to online betting or sports betting, which has grown to be popular. Why are we gambling? Because we're hoping that we get some money. Many South Africans saying that they're under financial pressure, and others saying, well, it's fun. Others also contributing the fact that they are addicted and perhaps depressed and have been hooked into gambling in terms of it being an addiction. Whether or not we are winning, seems as though psychologically we believe that we are winning, even though we just might be making money back that we lost, essentially breaking even.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.